In 2001, the Indian filmmaker Meera Nair released Monsoon Wedding. It was the story of a Punjabi wedding in New Delhi. There was rain and dancing and big family drama. The movie became one of the highest-grossing international films in American box office history. Two decades later, Monsoon Wedding has been turned into a musical, and it just opened in New York City. NPR's Bilal Qureshi takes us backstage.
St. Anne's Warehouse is a black box theater located directly under the Brooklyn Bridge. And inside, during this final rehearsal, more than two dozen actors are all singing both their Western and Indian scales as director Meera Nair hums along.
I cannot say that I was a huge fan of American musicals. I did see a lot, but when I had the idea to make Monsoon Wedding, my film, into a musical, I did think everyone here flocks to Fiddler on the Roof. Everyone here looks at their stories in different ways on the stage. But where are our stories? You know, where are the brown folk? Where's the Verma family?
We'll find Monsoon Weddings, profit from love.
So Meera Nair created Monsoon Wedding, the musical.
My name is Sharvari Deshpande. I play Ria.
My name is Anisha Nagarajan, and I play Alice, or Alice, as she calls herself.
They share the stage with the whole ensemble for the play's big closing number.
The most iconic Monsoon Wedding song. Rabba, rabba, mi barsas.
Rabba, rabba, mi barsas.
Monsoon Wedding, the movie, was not a musical. Released in 2001, it was an intimate family flick, as Meera Nair calls it, the story of a bride still in love with her ex and an exuberant portrait of New Delhi. Critic Asim Chabra says it was brilliant and authentic.
Our weddings are what is shown in that film. And there's music and there are dances and there are relatives coming from across the world. Some you like, some you don't like. Some are creepy uncles and gossipy aunties. Everything gets shown in that film.
Given the film's success, Nair decided to turn it into a musical. That was 17 years ago.
We have a joke, a hashtag, Aur Karo Theater. Whenever the challenge is too hard, somebody will tell me, Aur Karo Theater, do more and then you'll suffer more. You know, that type of thing. It's a joke. But I have been stewarding this for years.
Masi Asari is the musical's lyricist, and she's also a professor of musical theater at Northwestern University.
Musicals, different from film, are very expensive to make. They don't always make back their money. I don't know that I should be saying all of this, but, you know, there can be a situation where the producers or the stakeholders or kind of the powers that be in the U.S. theater industry will say, this is too risky, please do it the way it's always been done.
The last big Indian musical to be done in New York was almost two decades ago. It was glitzy, it was loud, and it was called Bombay Dreams. It was also a critical and commercial disaster and closed in less than one season. From the set of Monsoon Wedding now, Anisha Nagarajan looks back at once playing the lead in Bombay Dreams.
There was a lot of concern about whether the audience was ready for what we're bringing to the table, and I think they are. Maybe they weren't then, but they are now.
Monsoon Wedding is certainly arriving in a very different era. Hamilton, A Strange Loop, and others have shown that leaning into difference can work on the stage.
I did not want to go down the assembly line of Tony Award-winning Broadway creators, you know. I wanted to do what we did in the film, which was to go back home to Delhi and to India. And I did think only of Vishal Bhardwaj.
Vishal Bhardwaj is an acclaimed composer and filmmaker in India. He based most of the musical score and songs on the Indian raga system.
It's a combination of notes which creates a spell and a mood. That's very, very, strict rule in Indian classical music.
It is something deeply unusual, what we're attempting to do.
Is she not a sight, goddess of the light?
I have really not held back for the audience to be literally dipped in the vat of very stunning classical Indian singing.
On stage, those strict Indian melodies also have to merge with the narrative demands of an American musical.
Why does no one see in Delhi or in Hoboken, I'm still the same me.
This cast has been extraordinary and hard to find when we began in 2017. South Asian actors were full of talent, but not enough experience to carry sometimes a whole show. And just to find our actors has taken us, without exaggeration, more than 3 years.
The first draft in 2017 was described by Variety as lacking the charm and subtlety of the film. Since then, it's been workshopped in London, Delhi, and Doha, says Associate Director Arpita Mukherjee.
It's almost needed international development to find that right marriage. I mean, the orchestrations, you know, it's taken so many goes at that marriage, and that's very difficult.
Hey, Alicia, come here.
No, 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 not here.
You know, I always thought of the film as an accordion, something that expands your heart and then squeezes it. It's only because one can laugh that one can then cry, you know. And I really believe that in life. And that is really what I wanted to sustain. That's what I wanted to aspire for, that depth and that layering that can take you from one place and then into another place.
Okay, I will start. Something's happening here in this heart.
Essayist Pico Iyer wrote the liner notes for the DVD release of Monsoon Wedding on the Criterion Collection.
I remember when I was writing about Monsoon Wedding, I invoked Shakespeare because the way that Shakespeare drew on all the commercial tools of theatre when he was living, which have to do with broad comedy and storytelling and things that are attractive to the crowd, and yet would infuse that with a subtlety and sophistication that made it something much larger. And I think she has that rare gift that every artist craves, essentially. And it comes to its finest culmination almost in Monsoon Wedding.
Mira Nair hopes the musical also reaches a similar culmination and finally finds its home.
To be opening in New York City and to be opening in what I consider the temple of inspiration for me of theatre, which is St. Anne's Warehouse, is like a fruition of a major dream and a major amount of work. And I'm hoping, of course, that the audiences will feel this fruition in the best way possible, and inshallah the critics too, which will always make my life easier. But that I will see in the week to come.
Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.